92 KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at mychasm.com.
Okay, it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein. This is our last Dick Putt Show of the year, so Randy will be bringing us our highlights for the weekend. Here you go, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance agent in Cold Spring, the Fox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyergrove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, the Preport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wake Park, Dairyland Supply, Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Will and Bring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells of Albany, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service in Albany, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. Yes, for the last 17 weeks, we've been bringing you the Dick Putt Show here every Sunday night on KASM Radio. And how fast time flies, because, you know, next week we'll be talking state tournament action. And, yeah, later on this evening, hopefully we have some of those state tournament pairings for you here on the Dick Putt Show. We'll see. Apparently, from what I've heard on YouTube, you will find the pairings. Go to Minnesota Baseball Association on YouTube, and I believe they're going to start with Class A, go to Class C, and then Class B, finishing it out. So we'll see how the tournament bracket release rolls tonight. Again, Joyce is recording our Dick Putt Show. It'll be archived on our webpage, mychasm.com. That's mychasm.com. All you have to do is go to the sports tab at the top of the page, hit the drop-down box, and you'll see the Dick Putt Show archive there, along with all our Region 8C baseball games that we have brought you the last two weekends. All right, let's get started with the Dick Putt Show tonight over in Section 8A, held in Sartell. Sartell Muskies in action there. On Saturday night, the Muskies lost to the Moorhead Mudcats 2-0, so the Moorhead Mudcats will go in as the number one seed out of Section 8A. Today, the Muskies took on the Moorhead Brewers for the number two seat. There's only two berths coming out of Section 8A, and the Muskies prevailed by a score of 17-10. With both teams deep into their pitching staffs, Ethan Carlson threw the final three innings for Sartell today, and Andrew Dieters led the offense with three hits, including a three-run home run for Sartell. It's the Muskies' 14th straight year qualifying for the state tournament, and this is their first year in Class A. So congratulations as the Sartell Muskies headed to the state tournament. They defeat the Moorhead Brewers today, picking up the number two seed in 7A. All right, let's go over to District 6B. District 6B was held over in Avon the first weekend, and then they moved over to Sobieski this past week. And, yeah, in the 6B action, or actually make it 4B action, we have some results for you. Foley was taking on Sobieski. That was on Saturday, and Sobieski was eliminated. Foley defeats them 9-6. 9 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Foley. 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Sobieski. Logan Winkleman starts on the mound and earns the win. Michael Mosloff came in the 7th inning. He picked up the save, and the catcher, Ian Von Wald. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe starts on the mound, takes the loss. Jake Pond in the 2nd inning, and Colin Ekman in the 9th inning, the catcher, Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights for Foley on Saturday. Josiah Peterson, 3-for-4. Drew Beyer had two hits with a solo home run in the first inning, and Lucas Olson had two hits. For Sobieski, Colin Cray was 3-for-5 with a double, and Matt Pilippi had a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Both Oma doubled. So final on Saturday had Foley eliminating Sobieski 9-6. The other game in the loser's bracket had Buckman taking on Avon, and Buckman defeats Avon 7-0. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Buckman. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Avon. Rylan Robinson will start for Buckman and picks up the win. Both Oma in the 8th inning, and the catcher Matt Cummett. For Avon, Drew Leeser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Alien Mosquita in the 5th inning. Matt Pickleman in the 8th inning, and the catcher Carter Holthouse. Some hitting highlights for Buckman on Saturday. Noah Boser, 3-for-4 with a double. Matt Topkus, a solo home run in the first inning and a double. Both Oma, a solo home run in the first. And for Avon, Elliot Burnett had two hits with a double. Reese Gregory a single. As Buckman eliminates Avon from further play with a 7-0 win on Saturday. Games today in District 4B over in Sobieski. In the winner's bracket game, winner gets first seed, loser gets second seed. St. Stephen taking on Nisswa, and St. Stephen is crowned the champion with a 9-7 win over Nisswa today. 9 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for St. Stephen. Nisswa, 7 runs, 11 hits, and 5 errors. For St. Stephen, Matt Young starts on the mound. Jake Shalunka in the first gets by with the win, and Jack Greenland in the 6th inning gets the save. The catcher, Matt Meyer, for St. Stephen. For Nisswa, Ben Dornself starts, taking the loss, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the 3rd, Keaton Lingenfelter in the 6th, and the catcher, Matt Kasperson. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen, Cole Fuker, 2 hits, one of them a solo home run in the 2nd inning and 4th innings. He had 2 hits and those home runs. Matt Meyer had 2 hits, and one of those a 3-run homer in the 1st. Jake Shalunka, a solo home run in the 2nd. Zach Fuker, solo home run in the 1st. Joe Tolski, a solo home run in the 8th inning, as St. Stephen going yard today. For Nisswa, Jeremiah Pipcorn had 2 hits with 2 doubles. Chris Peterson, 2 hits with a double. And Cody Rodilsey had 2 hits. So a final today had St. Stephen defeating Nisswa 9-7. St. Stephen the champion of 4B and the number 1 seed, and Nisswa the number 2 seed. The number 3 seed will go to Foley as they defeat Buckman today by a score of 12-2. Actually, make it 12-8. 12-8 that final. Foley, 12 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Some pitching for Foley. Josiah Peterson started. Trey Emmerich in the 3rd gets the win. Drew Beyer in the 8th, and the catcher Ian Von Wald. For Buckman, Matt Topkus starts, taking the loss. Both Oma in the 7th inning, and the catcher Matt Cummett. Hitting highlights for Foley today, Drew Beyer 4-for-5 with a solo home run in the 3rd. Brent Leipsch 3-for-4 with a 2-run homer in the 4th. Chuck Hackett had 2 hits, one of those a solo home run in the 2nd. Joe Zawicki 2 hits with a solo home run in the 3rd. And Luke Olson with a solo home run in the 9th inning for Foley. For Buckman, Matt Cummett had 2 hits. Andrew Rookett, a 3-run home run in the 1st. Noah Boser and Lane Gertz both had doubles. As Foley eliminates Buckman from further play with a 12-8 victory today over Buckman. So that's 4B. Foley will be the number 3 seed in 4B. We'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to District 6B, held in Watkins. We'll get those highlights coming up next.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sauk Center.
We are Wells. A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout Central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to District 6B, held in Watkins the past two weekends. And on Friday night, it was Hutchinson defeating Watkins 10-0, 10-0 in that ball game. So Hutchinson gains the number one seed, Watkins the number two seed. Hutch with that 10-0 victory over Watkins. On Saturday, we had Kimball taking on St. Martin. This is a win and you're in a game, and it was Kimball over St. Martin 6-3. Six runs, 11 hits, and an error for Kimball. Three runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Martin. Matt Dingman on the mound starts for Kimball, relieved by Clay Faber in the eighth inning. Dingman with the win, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Scott Leeser starts for St. Martin on Saturday, relieved by Brian Schlungen in the eighth inning. Leeser takes the loss in the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Some hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. Tommy Friesen was 3-for-5. Matt Friesen, 2-for-4. Joe Hess, 2-for-4. For St. Martin, Tanner Arsenault was 2-for-4. Zach Moritz, 3-for-4. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4. And Brian Schlungen with a double. So final on Saturday, it was Kimball 6, St. Martin 3. St. Martin eliminated. Kimball moves on as in a seeding game played on Saturday. The other bracket had Maple Lake defeating Maple Plain by a score of 1-0. 1-0 And so Maple Plain eliminated. Maple Lake will head off to the state tournament. And Maple Lake took on Kimball yesterday afternoon, on Saturday afternoon. And it was Kimball coming away with a 10-inning, 4-3 victory over Maple Lake. 4 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Kimball. 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Maple Lake. Clay Faber starts on the mound, relieved by Andy Dingman in the fourth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Jackson Marquardt. For Maple Lake, Gavin Wolf starts, relieved by Jared Favre in the sixth, Riley Hagan in the tenth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Ben Clapp. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday, Matt Friesen was 2-for-4. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-5 with a double that scored the game-winning run in the 10th inning. Brooks Marquardt was 2-for-4, and Joe Hess with a double. For Maple Lake, Jake Bergstrom, 2-for-4 with a double. Donnie Mavenkamp, 2-for-3, and Nathan Zander with a double. So a final on Saturday had Kimball defeating Maple Lake in 10 innings in District 6B, 4-3. So again, Hutch, the number one seed, Watkins, the number two seed, Kimball will be the number three seed, and Maple Lake, the number four seed, out of District 6B. Okay, let's go over to Region 6C. Region 6C played in Litchfield the last 2 weekends. On Thursday night, Dassel defeated Pearl Lake by a score of 11-2. 11-2, Dassel over Pearl Lake. That was on Thursday night. On Friday night, Litchfield taking on St. Nick, and it was Litchfield defeating St. Nick by a score of 5-1. Litchfield, 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error. St. Nick, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. Joey Hyde will go the distance for Litchfield, picking up the win. His catcher, Caden Besmer. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andrew Hansen, or relieved by Travis Hansen, excuse me, in the fifth inning, Caden Roush in the seventh inning, and the catcher, Dylan Roush. Hitting highlights for Litchfield, Andrew Locke was 4-for-5, Ryan Quast, 2-for-4, and Avery Listman had a double. For St. Nick, Alex Fehrenbacher had a double. So a final on Friday night had Litchfield eliminating St. Nick 5-1. 5-1. That set up games on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Dassel taking on Litchfield, and Litchfield defeats Dassel by a score of 6-0. So Litchfield headed to the state tournament. They will be the number three seed out of Region 6C. And the winner's bracket had Howard Lake taking on Luxembourg on Saturday evening, and Luxembourg comes away with an 8-4 victory over Howard Lake in Region 6C. So Luxembourg picking up the number one seed in 6C. Howard Lake will be the number two seed, and again, Litchfield the number three seed. All right, that's a look at Region 6C. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Region 9C. We'll take a look at Region 11C, and we'll take a look at more baseball, too, Region 8C, all coming up here on The Dick Put Show right after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experience in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible. County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality non-GMO and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town service with big time life insurance coverage. Serving all of central Minnesota.
Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to Region 9C, which was played up in Piers last two weekends. On Saturday, we had the Piers Brewers taking on Aiken. They defeat Aiken, the Piers Brewers do, 6-2. And Opole taking on Upsala. Opole defeats Upsala by a score of 7-4. Those games were played on Saturday. On Sunday, this morning, the Piers Lakers taking on Randall in the winner's bracket game, determining a 1-2 seed. And the Piers Lakers defeat Randall today 2-0. Two runs, five hits, two errors for the Lakers. No runs, three hits, and an error for Randall. Ryan Chmielewski starts the ball game, picks up the win. Noah Sakala in the eighth inning will get the save, and the catcher, Brady Petron. Adam Neibauer starts and takes the loss for Randall, relieved by Nate Benning in the seventh inning. The catcher, Alex Zach. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers. Preston Rauschlow had a two-run home run in the fifth inning, accounting for all the runs today. Chase Becker, Ryan Chmielewski, David Kroger, and Caden Hapke all had singles. For Randall, there are three hits coming off the bat of Matt Otremba, Brett Strock, and Alex Zach. A final today from Piers had the Piers Lakers defeating Randall 2-0. Piers Lakers are the number one seed out of 9C, and Randall, the number two seed. In the second game, that featured the Piers Brewers taking on Opole, and Opole picks up the third seed with a 7-3 win over the Piers Brewers. 7 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Opole. Piers Brewers, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. So Opole headed to the state tournament. Congratulations to Opole. Isaiah Folsom gets the win. David Heinen in the sixth inning, the catcher Drew Lang. For the Piers Brewers, Derek Dahman starts. He gets the loss, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the fourth, Riley Rausch in the fifth, Michael Nerska in the fifth, and Nathan Solinger in the sixth, the catcher Caden Krusik. Hitting highlights for Opole, Mason Patrick was 4-for-4. Luke Biniak had 2 hits, both doubles, and 5 RBIs. And for the Piers Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund and Derek Dahman both had 2 hits. Philip Zinda had a double. A final today had Opole defeating the Piers Brewers 7-3. Opole will get the number 3 seed and the Piers Brewers the number 4 seed. Region 11 seed being played over at Perham, and Sauk Center taking on Perham. Sauk Center goes in as the number 1 seed with a 4-1 win over Perham. 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Titans. 1 run, 9 hits, 1 error for Perham. Jack Miller pitches a complete game. His catcher, Haskamp, and Perham's Chase Melvin starts and taking the loss, Alex Bloom, in the 7th inning. Hitting highlights for Sauk Center. This game was played on Saturday, by the way. Shane Traddles had 2 hits, one of those a double. Jake Haskamp with 2 hits. And for Perham, Gabe Peckman, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Gage Anison had 2 hits, one of those a double. And Ben Schmalski had a double. Other Region 11 scores, Urbank Parker's Prairie over Deer Creek on Friday. Deer Creek eliminated 2-1. And then Urbank Parker's Prairie over New York Mills 6-5. And New York Mills was eliminated. So that was on Friday. On Saturday, then, Urbank Parker's Prairie taking on Perham. They defeat Perham 6-1. So Urbank Parker's Prairie is the second seed, and Perham is eliminated. Sauk Center gets the 1 seed in 11C. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll recap those Region 8C scores and highlights right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy at the Sauk Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show forever and ever.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to Region 8C. We're on Saturday, Roscoe taking on Regal in an elimination game, and it was Regal over Roscoe, 6-4, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Regal, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. Grant Paprat starts on the mound, relieved by Braden Skindelin in the 7th inning. He'll get the win, and the catcher Derek Dangerud for Roscoe. Josiah Utch starts, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Matthew Hemmingson in the 8th inning for the Roscoe Rangers. Hitting highlights for Regal: Kai Schneider, 2-for-4, a solo home run in the 6th. Aiden Andreessen, 2-run home run in the 8th. A pinch hit home run by Aiden Andreessen gave the Regal Eagles their victory. For the Roscoe Rangers, Braden Vanderbeek had a double. So a final on Saturday had Regal defeating Roscoe 6-4. Roscoe eliminated, Regal moves on. El Rosa taking on Starbuck in an elimination game, and it was El Rosa over Starbuck 4-2. 4 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for El Rosa. 2 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Starbuck Stars. On the mound for El Rosa, Ethan Vogt starts, relieved by Will Van Beck in the 8th. He'll pick up the win. For Starbuck, Austin Versting starts, relieved by Matt Gruber in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Darren Alexander in the 9th. The catchers Darren Alexander and Dylan Alexander. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Saturday: Ethan Mueller, 2-for-5 with a double, and Jackson Peter, a 3-run blast in the top of the 9th inning for El Rosa, gives the Saints that 4-2 victory. For Starbuck, Darian Alexander, 2-for-5. We had Matt Gruber, 2-for-4, Noah Jensen, 2-for-4, and Jack Hendrickson, 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday had El Rosa defeating Starbuck by a score of 4-2. And then the third game on Saturday was the championship game between the Painesville Pirates and Farming Flames. Painesville gains the number one seed out of Region 8C with a 14-9 victory over the Farming Flames. 14 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Painesville, 9 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors for Farming. On the mound for Painesville, Bennett Evans starts, pick up the win, relieved by Griffin Berkey in the 6th inning. The catchers Griffin Berkey and Eric Paulson. For the Farming Flames, Cameron Miller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bennett Hilla in the 4th, Owen Sunderman in the 8th, and the catcher Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday: Reed Johnson, 3-for-5, Grayson Fuchs, 3-for-4 in that ball game. Grayson Fuchs, 3-for-4 with a solo home run in the 3rd inning. on Saturday. Garrett Luthink, 1-for-2, a double and 4 walks. We had Sam Orline, 4-for-6 in that ballgame. Grady Fuchs was 3-for-5 with a double. Painesville hitting the ball on Saturday. For Farming, Will Mergen was 2-for-4. Bennett Hill at 2-for-5. He had a triple and a solo home run in the second. Josh Becker was 1-for-3. Josh had a 3-run homer in the third. So a final on Saturday, Painesville the number one seed with the victory 14-9 over Farming. On Sunday in Region 8C, this is a seeding game between El Rosa and Regal, and Regal defeating El Rosa by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Regal. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. On the mound for Regal, Gabe Roman starts, picks up the win, relieved by Brandon Wadle in the 9th inning. And for El the catcher was Derek Dengerud. For El Rosa, Hayden Sobiech starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Dingman in the 5th, Luke Ilias in the 7th, Wyatt Stephenson in the 8th, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Some hitting highlights for Regal in the first ball game today. We had Josh Beyer, 3-for-4 with a double. Nathan Meyer was 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 7th inning. And for the El Rosa Saints, Jackson Peter with a double. Ashton Dingman was 2-for-4 with a double and a 3-run home run in the 8th inning. And Gavin Campson with a double. So a final today had Regal defeating El Rosa 8-3. El Rosa takes the number 4 seed, and Regal went on to take on Farming in our final game in Region 8C today. And that ball game went to the Farming Flames 7-6. 7 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Farming, 6 runs, 13 hits, and 3 errors for Regal. On the mound for Farming today, Robert Schlepper goes the distance, picking up the win, his catcher Cody Perret. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, relieved by Jordan Wozmek in the 3rd. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights today for the Farming Flames. Colby Mergen, 2-for-4. Bennett Hill, 2-for-4 with a double. Cody Perret was 3-for-5. Drew Kramlett, 2-for-5. And Cameron Miller, 2-for-4. For the Regal Eagles, Braden Skindelin, 2-for-4 with a double. Bennett Schultz, 2-for-5. Nathan Meyer, 3-for-5 with a 2-run home run in the 1st. Kai Schneider had a double, and Jordan Wozmek was 2-for-4. So a final today. Farming the number 2 seed, Regal the number 3 seed, as Farming defeats Regal by a score of 7-6. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show, and we'll see if I can find some games coming up for you here next weekend right after these messages.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of liquid manure equipment. We at Dairyland Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of liquid manure equipment on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Hool and Noon, you can be confident in the equipment that you are buying. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
And welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. So it has been challenging, but I'm trying to follow some of these brackets as they're releasing some of these brackets, and I'm picking up some games here. Don't have them all for you. We'll have them all for you on the Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning on KASM Radio at 8:15. You can always go to Minnesota Baseball Association and find out the brackets that will be filled in today. They do have a YouTube link on the Minnesota Baseball Association website. You can click on that link and get into the YouTube bracket release, and you can see the live action taking place. I do have Regal taking on Dumont at Saturday at 11 o'clock. Haven't picked up a park yet on that one. Painesville will be taking on Lamberton in Gaylord Friday night at 7:30. Sauk Center will be playing Opole Saturday at 1:30 in Glencoe. Farming gets Milroy at 4 o'clock on Saturday in Hutchinson. El Rosa gets Wyndham at 1:30 on Saturday in Hutchinson. Got the Piers Lakers taking on Mora Saturday at 7:30 in Brownton. The Luxembourg Brewers taking on the Piers Brewers Friday night, 7:30 in Hutchinson. So I've been able to catch those bracket releases for you here. And, again, I said we will get more for you tomorrow morning on Sports Scoreboard Show. We'll have the complete listing of all our area teams. And there are a lot of teams in the state tournament. Of course, they have 4 fields that they're playing with this year in Hutchinson, Brownton, Glencoe, and Gaylord. So that makes it very, very busy when it comes to games. So we'll let you know during the week what we plan to cover or what we're able to cover during the week here on KASM Radio. Until we meet again, that's it for another Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio, your Sunday night Dick Putz Show. Thank you to Joyce back at our studio for manning the controls for the majority of this season. Thank you, Joyce, and to all of you great fans for listening to the Dick Putz Show every Sunday night. We certainly enjoyed having you join us. That'll do it. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with our last